Friday, right? Right now?
Close.
It's not Friday?
You're close.
I don't get to tailgate tomorrow?
No. You could if you want to start that early. That'd be a good time.
So what is today? Thursday?
Yeah, we are
dang it!
49 hours away from kickoff.
Okay. I'm fired up about this game.
I would hope so.
I mean, I am, honestly, this is as excited as I've been about an Illini game in a while, man. I mean, seriously, I'm fired up about it. Is that cool?
Sure.
And I'm ready to tailgate. I haven't tailgated yet this year.
Are you more excited about this one than the Baylor-Texas Bowl last year? There wasn't a lot of excitement about that
game. No, but
until they won.
Yeah, I was pretty excited about that game. I remember telling you and Mike Carpenter that was a big game for Illinois, and they've even talked about it this year, how that really, I think, gave them momentum into the offseason and coming into this year. So, but, hey, we can talk about Illinois football later. Right now, we're going to talk some Chicago Bears, and that's because Adam Harris from 670 The Score is joining us. How are you, Adam?
Let's talk some grown man football.
Wait, there's 300-pound guys at Illinois. Surely they're grown men, right?
Yeah, but they have a history test tomorrow.
That's a good point. Well, Adam Harris, you are an Illini graduate, so before we get to the Bears, are you feeling good about this game against Arizona State?
Any excitement that you're getting at from anyone in Chicago right now about that game, Adam?
No, not really. It's just if they win it, then yes, then there will be excitement. There's no excitement leading up to it. It's obviously crazy Bears here, and that's the Urlacher news and everything like that this week. But if the Illini win on Saturday, it's definitely going to be excitement starting to brew here, and you start looking down their schedule a little bit, and you see them possibly making a Rose Bowl run. Maybe, right. You know? It's very early, but I'm just saying, you start looking down that schedule just a little bit, and they can beat those teams coming up.
Well, and Adam, we've talked about how Illinois, Mike Thomas, the new athletic director, wants to be Chicago, the king of Chicago. And we know other schools have tried, Northwestern with its campaign, but even then they only got 28,000 to their game against EIU the other day. Is that impossible to do in Chicago? Is it pretty much you have to win? Otherwise, hey, we got the Bears, we got the Bulls, we got the Cubs and White Sox and Blackhawks.
Yeah, you look at the major schools and the major programs and around the country, and you see that they don't really have professional competition around them. And this Chicago, it's just, I don't mean to sit here and, stick my nose up to, Illini football. I love Illini football. I'm just saying the people here don't pay attention to it because the Bears are good.
Well, Adam, the Bears, let's go to that. This week on the road, they're in New Orleans after a huge win at home. We just talked about the kind of lack of respect, though. A 7-point dog going to New Orleans. I mean, what do you see in that? What are your thoughts on that?
Simply, I think the odds makers and people are just looking at it and saying, there's no way after this week that the Saints are going to be 0-2. It's not that the Bears are going to lose the game. It's that the Saints, you can break it down all you want. You can break down matchups all you want. But the bottom line is, after this week, do you see the Saints being 0-2? And being 0-2 is when you start to kind of panic as a team and as a city. And I think just people will be like, well, they'll each be 1-1. And I don't think they're putting much thought into it. Now, I personally think the Bears have a very good chance of winning this game. I'll, drink a little bit of the Kool-Aid that I saw last week. And they played very, very well, obviously, and I'm sure you guys have talked about that pretty much all week. That front four is dominating,
yep.
And I watched that whole Saints-Packers game last Thursday, and their front four to protect Drew Brees did not look that dominating, and I think that's going to be where the battle is going to be won, and I think if that's where you look at this matchup being won or lost, the Bears have the advantage.
Well, and Adam, I really like the matchup with the defense and that off. I think the Bears do well. It's weird. They do better than other teams, I guess, against great quarterbacks and great systems like this because they keep everything in front of them. They don't get burnt deep.
Exactly.
They make big plays and they force turnovers. That's why I kind of like the Bears, but they're going to have to put up a lot of points.
Yes.
And Jay Cutler's going to have another week like he had last week because I still think Drew Brees is going to put at least up 24.
Yeah, you're right. I think the Bears can put up that amount. That's a good point. If you look at it like that, can the Bears actually score 28 points in this game? The key, I like what you said about their defense and how the Bears keep everything in front. And even a play last week when Michael Turner broke loose, Tim Jennings chased him down and tackled him at the 30-yard line, and it saved a touchdown. And that was a pretty big play in the third quarter, I believe it was. And it saved a touchdown, a breakaway touchdown. You see Jennings just come up and make the tackle on Turner. the Falcons kicked a field goal that drive, and they didn't get in the end zone all day. I think this Bears defense is very capable at matching up very well against the Saints offense. You know, the thing the Saints offense have going for them is Drew Brees. And I've never really been impressed with their talents of their wide receivers. Colson's decent, but he's not playing.
Yeah.
And their running back tandem and everything I saw from last Thursday is kind of a mess. Mike Ingram doesn't really do it for me. You know, he's just a very much, you give him the ball, he'll get 2 yards, 2-3 yards, and he won't fumble. Okay. And Sproles maybe might break something off, but I think in special teams, I think this Bears team is talented enough to hold this Saints offense. I think maybe the Saints score 17.
Talking with Adam Harris from 670, the Score up in Chicago. And Adam, let's rewind it a little bit. Go back to week one. What we had a whole offseason to nitpick about this team, especially after that free agency period. This is what they don't have. This is what they don't have. Right. What did you learn about the Bears team, this Bears team, in week one?
That's a very good question. I learned that if Jay Cutler has time, like any other great quarterback in this league, he can look outstanding. He was on fire. And I learned that this Bears team can loosen up once they start winning, and they run around with smiles on their face. I also learned that defenses can absolutely win a game for you hands down. Not like we didn't know that before, but this day and age in the NFL, you see 30-point-plus games for each team across the board. And it's nice to see that this front four is unstoppable. And Julius Peppers changed the whole outlook of games by himself. So I guess to say what I learned, Jay Cutler can be an elite top-five quarterback if he's given time, and that front four can make the whole difference in the game.
Adam, it's funny you say that, because I even had the comment after week one, is there defense anymore in the NFL? It was refreshing to see.
Right.
I know Atlanta, Atlanta was a great team last year, and I think they're going to be a very good team this year, but it's refreshing to see the Bears defense step up and do what they did. Now, this week, Urlacher, I don't know if we've got an official word yet. I don't know if you've heard anything in Chicago, whether he will play for sure or not, but we think he will, obviously, but what kind of an impact would that have if he didn't?
If he didn't, I think it would have a huge impact on this game, obviously. You know, Brian Urlacher, he's around the ball at all times, and you saw that last week with 10 tackles and an interception. That was a great interception, and the fumble return for a touchdown. Feelings are up here, just like you guys had that same type of feeling that he will play. Brad Biggs reported on his Twitter late last night that he was told that Urlacher would play, and Brad Biggs is a very good reporter, very, very well respected. He's been around the team for 11 plus years. I'm not saying 100% he's going to play, because I'm not an idiot and I'm not just going to say that on the air. But I think that my inclination is that he will play. So I think people can put their minds at rest on that.
Talking with Adam Harris from 670 The Score for another minute. Adam, what do you think happens in this game? You think the Bears can pull this off? I didn't have New Orleans in the playoff this year. I know Juan looked at me like I was weird. I had Tampa making it, and I wouldn't be surprised if New Orleans went 0-2 because they played two really good teams. I think the NFC North might be the best division in football.
Yeah, isn't that weird? That North division is very, very good. I guess I think that the Bears are going to win. That's what I've been feeling like all week. I'm never like this. I never sit here and look at that one game and go, wow, this Bears team is playing very well, which they did. It's just how well they played on Sunday. I was amazed. It might have been from low expectations going in, but, I mean, they dominated every aspect of the best team in the NFC regular season last year. They dominated everything. And Matt Ryan got pummeled. You know, how many times did he get hit? And he would go over to the sideline, and Josh Moore would be like, do you want to keep going? And he's like, yeah, I guess so. You know, he didn't really want to. And he got pummeled. And if the Bears do that to Drew Brees, I don't see how – without Brees, you guys know this offense is nothing. Because you look at his other weapons, and, you know, Matt Ryan at least has, like, Turner, and he's got Roddy White. He's got some good offensive weapons. He's got Tony Gonzalez. But you look at – oh, my God. If Brees is on his back like five or six times, by the third quarter, then I think this game goes to the Bears.
Well, and I guess that's still the Bears' worry, too, is that their quarterback's going to be on his back. I mean, five sacks in that first game. I mean, the offensive line's still a weakness, and I know New Orleans doesn't have a great defensive line, but you still got to see some growth there. That's the one thing that continues to worry me about the Bears.
Oh, absolutely. That's a definite worry, week in and week out. And the fact that he has sacked five times and people are saying that they didn't play that bad is saying something.
Right.
You know, like, well, he only got sacked five times. The offensive line was pretty decent. No, you know, let's hold him to real standards, and that wasn't that decent. Yeah. And maybe Olin Krutz, you know, you think maybe he might kind of shed some light to the defensive line over there in New Orleans. Hey, look for this, look for that. He's played with these guys for the last 10 years.
That's a good point. Are they still playing baseball in Chicago?
No.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember.
You know what they're playing? I think Dr. Phil and Maury are over on the south side with Ozzy. Because that's all, like, seriously, man. Ozzy is so entertaining, but sometimes he is just so stupid, and he needs to stop talking. Like, there's no way he's back. There's no way he talked himself out of a job.
Do you guys still talk to a lot of Cubs White Sox on the score, or is it just dominated now by the Bears?
Ozzy's giving them something.
Well, right.
A lot of Bears.
Yeah.
this town, man, these Bears homers, and you know, I respect them, and I think they're what drives Chicago sports. But these guys, it's all Bears, and it's a lot of Ozzy complaining too.
Hey, Adam, thanks, buddy. We always enjoy you coming on with us. Adam Harris, 670 The Score. We appreciate it.
I love you guys.
All right. I love it, man. Thanks, Adam.
See you,
buddy. See you, that is Adam Harris. He works overnights, right? 670 The Score.
With Les Grobstein from midnight to 5. And I'm always worried when I text Adam because, like I said earlier in the show, I'm an early riser. I get up 6:30. Adam's going to bed at 6:30. But he does a great job up there. You can follow him on Twitter as well if you do. If you tweet like Tate tweets.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, you can follow him at @aharris670. And by the way, you just threw out there a couple minutes ago that Wisconsin is going to win the national championship.
Yes.
I tweeted that out. You can follow me at Warner, WERNER. Connect FM. And Patrick said, as much as I'm a big fan of fellow Saluki at Lante Connect FM, Wisconsin isn't a national champion this year. Good try, though.
Winky. Watch it.
Then he'd throw a winky face in there.
Okay. Watch it. I think Wisconsin is going to prove it. They're good, dude. I saw like a minute of their game against UNLV, and I made the conclusion right there.
The Rebels aren't very good, though.
But I know what I'm talking about.
359-2255. Give us a call.
It's A&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.